mobile phone can be communicated through wireless media with high frequency radio, high frequency electromagnetic fields. So this radiation is very high, very closer to a mobile phone antenna, and it emits low radiation. It rapidly reduces with the distance. Mobile phone affects our health due to radiation. So we can use mobile phone to communicate through wireless media with high frequency electromagnetic fields. So this radiation is very high, very closer to antenna, and it rapidly reduces with the distance. And also this radiation is high when you are talking to someone, and also it emits low radiation when you have very high signal strength. So this signal strength, you can see it from your mobile phone, how many bars it shows in your mobile phone. And specific absorption rate or SAR level is the measurement to evaluate the how much radiation absorbed to your human body. Specific absorption rate or SAR level is the measurement of electromagnetic radiation absorbed by the human body, and this SAR level varies with mobile phone's model, and the lower the SAR mean, lower the radiation absorbed by the human body. This radiation can affect our health. However, there's no conclusive results, therefore there's an uncertainty regarding possible adverse health effect. However, using mobile phone for a few hours per day could be a problem. Mobile phone radiation mainly affects our temporal lobe behind our ear. So there's a possibility to this effect to our memory function, especially for developing kids. Further theoretical and experimental research need to be done in this area. And nevertheless, mobile phone may have saved far more lives rather than they might have harmed. And considering this research up to date, it's good to take precautions rather than stopping using mobile phones.